Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump's tariffs taking a toll on inflation. It picked up at an annual rate of 2.7% in June. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
We see it most specifically in the food part of this survey. Coffee prices up by 2.2% in just 1 month. Citrus prices up 2.3%.
PBS and NPR are making last-ditch pleas on Capitol Hill ahead of a vote on a Republican proposal to claw back more than $500 million a year in federal funding. CBS's Torian Small.
This only requires a simple majority. So they have about three votes they could lose, which would then prompt the vice president to step in to cast that tie-breaking vote.
Calls for an investigation into response to a wildfire raging in the Grand Canyon. Thomas Sulpizio heads the Canyon Historical Society.
All we saw was billowing clouds of smoke, and the apprehension started to build.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close because money to keep them open wasn't included in the state budget. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing.
A recent United Way study found one in three Wisconsin families are struggling to afford basic expenses. According to the study, about 24% of Wisconsin households are identified as ALICE families by the organization, meaning asset limited, income constrained, and employed. The designation covers families with enough income to remain above the federal poverty line, but are unable to afford basic needs like housing, childcare, and transportation. The study also found the number of ALICE families in the state has grown by about 12% since 2010. In central Wisconsin, United Way of Marathon County and United Way of Southwood and Adams counties offer 211 services for those in need. You can call or text 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Hot and humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. A slight breeze out of the south with clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate your company. We're going to have some fun this hour, getting some entertainment news here. And then a little bit later, we've got an interesting one we're going to dive into about the most least popular states in America. And the if you're bored of where you are, cities that will pay you to move there. Also got celebrities and their 10 weird pets coming up for you. But we do begin with some entertainment news. And I was talking about this with Seth over on the Sunrise show a little bit. And I wanted to get your feelings and the audience over here's feelings about this one. Have you listened to any Y'alternative? You might have and you didn't even know it. Y'alternative is like a mashup of classic country storytelling with indie rock moodiness and a bit of folk thrown in there for good measure. You've already got the battle of traditional versus contemporary country, and then there's alt country, Americana, and indie folk. Why not just throw another one into the mix?
Do we need another one?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't... I think we already... I don't know. That sounds like alternative indie to me.
And to that point, Melissa, the artist that they to give you an idea of the type of sound they're talking about, Lucinda Williams, Wilco, Trampled by Turtles, Sierra Farrell, who I just found about this morning, and she's amazing.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
I did not heard her before. In Dreams, you listen to that one if you get a chance, people. That is a dang good
Trampled
song.
Trampled by Turtles is a really fun band, too. But that's like... indie alt folk.
This has been around since we were in high school, if not I'm sure longer. At least that's where I first heard music like this. And I think that's a lot of. So most of this comes from record executives and people. It's a lot easier for them to label things. it's easier for the Billboard charts and things like that to label the number one song in the hot pop country rock alt jazz alternative column, you know, and these things and stuff. And I don't know that one of the things that they really messed up with, they got really fat and lazy when it came to the music industry and being able to label things and just being able to say, well, you take these songs and you'll have these artists and you'll have these artists. And a lot of radio stations, of course, did a very similar thing. And that's how you got a lot of radio segregation going on. And I don't say that lightly. You had a lot of artists that should have been played on stations not being played and vice versa. It was a problem. And then the 90s came around, and the pushback to hair metal and a lot of that was grunge. And, our generation loved that music. And what we didn't love was them labeling it grunge and alternative and some of the labels that came about. And so with a lot of that began people's pushback on labels in general. And it's been happening ever since. There are very few people out there saying, you know what, I want my music labeled. I love this artist, but man, I can't get into it because I don't know if it's my style of music that's not labeled. You know when you hear something if you like it. It doesn't matter what it's labeled. I can't think of anything, or there's a handful of things I can think of, but there's not many things musically that I can think of that are more ridiculous than I'm not going to listen to a song I like because it's not in the genre I like. That doesn't make any sense. Like, you like it, you like it. There's we're talking maybe one or two, but there's like one or two opera songs that I love. Have you ever heard Amazing Grace from the Three Tenors? I've never heard that song better. It's amazing. There's stuff out there. Now, I don't listen to opera. That's not my thing, but I'm not going to not listen to that song.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think it's like we're taking the big buckets that, you know, like the country, jazz, rap, rock, and then they just keep wanting to, as you said, sift them down and down and down and down and down and give them all these different labels. Is it really necessary?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But what's the name of this new...
Y'alternative, which I actually like the name. I'm going to admit to everybody, I kind of like the name. I just like saying it. Y'alternative. Y'all with alternatives, and it just fits together really well, and that is nice for my brain. I kind of like it.
So it's like a country alternative?
Yeah, that's basically it. It's grunge meets 90s country is what it feels like to me. And this has been around a long time. It didn't need a late...
I like alt y'all better.
Oh, I like that. Oh yeah. Oh, you got something there. They messed up. They messed up. Start all over. Do it over. Do it over. That's the word. That's the way to do it. A big part of why I'm doing this and touching on this topic and doing it in back-to-back morning shows here is for one to really promote these artists because I think they're great and I like this style of music. But I didn't. The first time I've ever had a bad taste in my mouth with any of these artists or this music is this article. Because
fit them into a label.
Yeah, I think they're forgetting that. They're forgetting that so many, that this isn't something people want. It's like AI. Quit shoving AI down our throats. We'll find it if we want it. We don't need it on our all of our emails and stuff. I don't need help writing. If I do, I'll ask
you. Stop suggesting things.
Yes, yes. Quit forcing this stuff on us.
It's
just because,
not helpful.
Just because you made bad business decisions and invested a bunch of money in Gemini or any of these things, quit putting it on us. It's like the rise of VR stuff. And as if they were like making us use VR, like that's what they're doing right now. This tech isn't exactly what we thought it was, but we spent a lot of money on it. Did your mom or dad ever buy you a shirt or shoes or something like that that you hated, but they spent money on it, so you were gonna wear them? I know mine did.
I don't know. Most of my stuff was hand-me-downs. So.
Yeah. I can remember this because it happened one time. It feels like that. It feels like a lot of those things going on.
Yeah.
And this feels really, really forced. And you know something that pop culture or just society in general hates? Forcing them to do things. You're never going to look. We're all teenagers. Like we may grow out of certain things.
It's not very punk.
But exactly. The most well-rounded, most Mr. Rogers person you know in your life has some stuff that they don't like, and one of them is being told to do something. No human being truly likes that. We take it. We're all right with it for the most part when it comes to...
Well, sometimes it's appropriate.
Right, exactly. There's certain places in society we're fine with it, we roll with it, and we don't even think twice about it. But if you're trying to get a trend to start, if you're trying to get something to get going, there's no quicker way for it to die than to tell people, hey, here's the new hip trend. Dead. Gone. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I guess if you want to throw labels on music... Put all the labels on it. Okay, so yeah, this song is y'all alternative, but it's also country. It's also folk. It's also indie rock. It's also.
I think we've been doing this wrong in a lot of ways. I want to see us go the complete, like, in order to really get rid of labels, we have to go too far with it. So from now on, I want every single artist to have their own genre. Every artist, and not just future artists, I'm talking past artists, everybody, they got to have their own category. We just go insane with these categories like we already have. And then maybe we'll just stop with the whole thing and realize that they're all playing the same seven notes. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, these labels. They're not for us, and they're just being pushed on us, and it seems silly. Now, I have no problem with, we don't have slang terms pushed on us. We choose those as a society. Right. We're the ones that decided that cool was going to be used for this or something. So I don't have any problem with that if there was a real, but none of these really start that way. That's not how these work, so I don't know.
It's so cake.
It is so cake, Melissa. Real quick look at what's new on your small screen tonight. Actually, no, you know what? We got time for this. We got 10 celebrities with weird pets. I've been hanging on to this one, and I've just been looking for an opportunity to get this one, and I thought it would be fun. And we've got some good ones here. So Kristen Stewart, famous from her the Twilight movies, and she has been an indie darling. She's done a really good job of, breaking a lot of narrative around her early in her career.
Getting out from under the Twilight.
yeah, which it can't be easy. I don't really know her as an actor, so I'm just trying to be respectful and, not take low-hanging fruit shots or anything like that. My sister is not a fan, I have to say, but I think that she's done some good work. And she grew up raising wolf hybrids. In 2013, she had to go to court with a neighbor who wasn't cool with the two that she had on her property. She says, quote, they're loyal, they're big, they're completely socialized, and they're licensed. They are legal for me to have them. I love them. So she has wolf hybrids with her.
Interesting.
Yeah. Before she passed away, Christy Alley owned 14 lemurs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she fell in love with them while doing conservation work in Madagascar.
Wow.
I just heard a really interesting story about Christy Alley. She grew up a diehard, humongous Star Trek fan. And so much so, her parents used to tease her when she was little, she would do Spock impressions. And then she auditioned. I apologize, Seth and Laura are going to scream at me. I don't know which movie it was, but she was in one of the movies, and she basically got the role because they liked her audition. And then at the end of it, she's kind of like, they're like, do you have anything else you want to add? And she did a Leonard Nimoy impression and blew him away. And I had no idea she even did any Star Trek movies or anything like that. I just remember her from, you know, Cheers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many movies that she was in that I really
she's
really
good. She was good. She was great. I know this. A lot of people are going to get mad at this. I have nothing against Shelley Long, but I didn't think Cheers really hit its stride until Christy Alley joined. I think she really was the perfect cast member for that cast. One of my favorite actors of all time, Selma Hayek, she adopted a rescue owl back in 2019. Her name is Caring, after a company Selma's husband owns. She says, quote, she's often on my head or shoulder or my arms, as sometimes she just follows me around like a dog.
Cute.
Leonardo DiCaprio. In 2010, he attended the North American Reptile Breeders Conference and Trade Show and left with a 10-year-old tortoise.
Oh, wow. That's a young tortoise. Where you live for?
Yeah.
A long, long, long time.
Great SNL sketch where it was a game show where this guy was giving away this tortoise that his dad gave him when he was a little kid. And he's just like, this responsibility that you gave a 10-year-old that they have for the rest of the humanity, like the rest of their lives.
And I hope you have a child to pass that down to.
Right. I heard about this one a while back. Ice-T, he had a shark tank in his home recording studio, but that is gone now. He still has a regular aquarium, but for a while there, he had actual sharks in his studio. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Ice-T, but I was not a fan of that.
Animals, I don't know, that live in the ocean, I don't think they should be in tanks.
Not a single one. Not a single one. I love aquariums. I love aquatic zoos. I love going to them. I don't need to see a whale. I don't need to see if I want to see them, I'll go to nature. They should never be. There's certain animals. I don't know if any animal really, but I don't think there are certain animals that should have never been put in zoos or anything like that. And we mucked that up. We got to fix that. And that is not. I don't even think that's a controversial take or anything like that. What is the defense to it? What is your defense to having a whale?
Do any of us like living in captivity?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or David Attenborough to be able to tell you that this doesn't work with this. You can't put an animal this size that is used to endless sea or endless ocean and put them in a 50-100 gallon tank and expect it to be the same. That doesn't make any sense. Tracy Morgan, he had to spend over $400,000 on a huge tank that has a giant octopus in it. This octopus, interesting that I didn't pre-read this, so I didn't see this beforehand, but interestingly, this octopus was already in captivity. It was born and raised in captivity, so that was why Tracy took it in. It was going to be, they didn't have anywhere to go.
Octopus are so fascinating. There's a book I read. I'll have to look and see if I can find the title, but they're so smart.
I agree. I find them really, really interesting the more I learn about them.
They're great escape artists.
Which is part of the reason, part of what drew me into them, I have to admit. Yep. This is pretty cool. And of course, there is Nicolas Cage, everybody's favorite crazy actor. I am in the top 10 on that list, by the way. Where to start with Nicolas Cage? He owned sharks, an octopus, he had a 5-foot monitor lizard, two venomous albino king cobras named Moby and Sheba. he also has had other animals and other things. His extrinsicities. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Extrinsic. Boy,
I've got it. It's idiosyncrasies.
Yeah. It's been well documented. He had the elephant man's bones after Michael Jackson did some of those things, and a lot of that stuff that he had to sell because he got in trouble with the IRS and a lot of that. But I don't know how much of this stuff he still has, but he once said, if they bite me, I have 15 minutes to live. So he kept them like behind bulletproof glass and stuff, those cobras that I mentioned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I need an animal in the house that, can take me. I don't know about that. I feel like that of all the ways to go, that seems like a really, really dumb way to go.
So, Sorry, I just found the book, Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt.
Mm.
It is such a good book.
I'm marking that one down, yeah.
Mm. Remarkably Bright Creatures.
I like, sounds really good. I suggest that to my mom and earn points.
Yes, your mom would love it. Yeah.
Looking at real quickly at your small screen for tonight, the MLB All-Star Game is on at 7 on Fox. I know that I'll try to catch an eye on that. That should be good. America's Got Talent auditions are on at 7 on NBC. Bachelor in Paradise. Well, they are still doing the Bachelor thing. 7 o'clock on ABC. I honestly just learned that. Like the TV industry is a big part of where I get a lot of auditions. So I pay it. This is this time of year, they're filming a lot of pilots. There's a lot of openings. So I am really locked into the TV schedule and a lot of that. I miss that.
But James was today years old when he learned that.
Yeah, I guess they're still doing Bachelor. I guess they're still there. And before we go to break, Melissa, let's remind everybody about their one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news, our WFHR newsletter.
Yeah, you can sign up for our newsletter. It's easy. It's free. WFHR.com or on our WIRI.FM website. You sign up. It's the same newsletter. And it comes free to your inbox on Thursdays at noon, as long as I hit my deadlines.
Which she always does.
Yeah, well, and if you're having any issues, like if you're check your spam folder. Just to make sure that you mark it as a, yep, this is a safe email. But if you're having trouble and you haven't received it, feel free to reach out to me. I actually have control over something, James. I can go in and make sure that that it's coming to your inbox. So just email me, melissa.k@civicmedia.us, and that's K-A-Y-E. And let me know if you're having any issues. I've gotten some good feedback on our newsletter, and yeah. I appreciate hearing from our readers and our listeners. So feel free to reach out.
A big thank you to everybody out there. I mean it every time I say it. You guys are the best listeners in radio. You guys are great about not only your feedback, but your support and encouragement. All those things that go a long ways, a lot farther than we could ever put into words.
Oh, yes,
which
absolutely.
Is tough because it's part of our job is to put things
into
words.
Yeah, we do a lot of words.
We're working on it. I'm working on that.
Can we get another set of encyclopedias, please?
We go to WFHR.com right now. Everybody, sign up for that newsletter. And keep in mind, you can catch all of our shows, past and present, right there at WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. Be back after this. We're talking about the least and most popular states in the union coming up on The Morning Show.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits,
we can't read a poker face,
deep cuts, and some authentic cringe.
This is how you remind.
From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Hot and humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. A slight breeze out of the south with clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Uh-huh. Welcome back. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're all having a great one out there. Melissa and James hanging out with you now. A little bit later, we're going to get into, after our news and sports and entertainment break, if you're bored of where you are, we got cities that'll pay you to move to them. We'll get to that one in a moment. But before we do, let's talk about some of those cities. Millions of people celebrating America over the past weekend, Fourth of July and so much of that. Mm-hmm. Well, a new poll for Independence Day looked at all 50 states to see which ones are the most and least popular overall. And, of course, this is all subjective. It comes from assumeyougov.com. And they asked 2,000 people if they mostly have positive or negative feelings about each state. And the most popular state is Hawaii. I mean, this isn't too shocking, really, I don't think. In part because I think that... One, the image, the idea of it, and yeah. I gather that almost everybody knows, if not everybody knows, that image I'm talking about of Hawaii, but not everybody has been there. Mm-hmm. For me, I've had probably, if I've had 10 stories about Hawaii going back to when my papa was stationed there, I've heard 9 good ones. You know, I've heard one, maybe two of some negative things about being there. But for the most part, I've heard nothing but glowing things. And I've only really known, well, now, up until you and Seth, I've only known one person, really, that's been to, maybe two, but haven't known a whole lot of people. So I wonder if that's part of it. If this is the criteria they're going to.
Yeah, it's just the image of that, you know, island life, perfection, relaxation, ocean, but I think most people are looking at it from like the vacation viewpoint. Actually living there is, I think, a whole lot different.
Yeah, yeah.
And the history of the Hawaiian Islands and the sovereign people who live there. It's a really... There's a lot of history there that people should know before they consider thinking about moving there. Mm-hmm. And the price of living.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That
you
is...
better have a lot of money.
Really, growing up, we just had one Samoan family that was near us, and they didn't live in the area for very long. But getting to know them a little bit has gotten a lifetime love of that culture and learning about it. And through that, I found out some of the things you're touching on there, Melissa. Mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to read about it. It's one of our states. That's ours. And not only, I think when you learn history about things, it is not just understanding the future, the past.
The
positives and stuff. You can take the good and the bad. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Mm-hmm. But it is important to honor, all of it, of history.
Well, to me, I don't know that history can exist without the good and the bad. You have to have both. You have to have, because it's not really, history isn't good or bad. History is history. It's data. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important part of it in many ways. Yeah.
Agreed.
So here are America's. Americans are 4 times more likely to have positive feelings about Hawaii than negative ones. Alaska is next, and then Montana. So I don't know if that's a coincidence that those are 3 states that aren't over heavily populated or travel destination. Well, obviously Hawaii is, and Alaska is a bit of one, but not, not everybody can get to them.
Right. Know? Right. Alaska is harder to get to. It's huge. Mm. There's only a few areas that have some population, and it's rugged.
Yeah. For at least the first 3 or 4 years of doing this morning show, we used to have a caller from Alaska that would join us.
Oh, really?
I hope you're still out there, man. I hope you're doing well. but I always talked well about Alaska. And I know that my mom and dad have actually been, for a couple of years, have been talking about taking a trip out there to see the whales and stuff.
Yeah, my grandma always wanted to go out and do like a cruise in Alaska. And she never got to, but she always dreamed about it. But our very own Sean Plant from the VFW Post 2534, he was stationed in Alaska for a while, and he shared with me some fun stories when we were doing the Community Stories show, which those podcasts are still available, I believe, on our website. But if you want to hear some fun stories about Alaska, you can tune into that episode.
It's a great one. Check it out, everybody. That's a really good one. WFHR.com, you can find it. The rest of the top 10 are North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Arizona, and Maine. The least, not at all what I would have thought.
Interesting list.
The least popular states, again, according to this list, Mississippi, Alabama, and California. So those are the bottom 3 on that list.
Well, I mean, the southern states, those are very poor states. And California is the the cost of living there is ginormous.
Yeah. It's very rough. Looking at this, and I'm trying to put this together myself here. Wisconsin comes in at, I believe, 11 or 12 or 13 on this list.
As
states most favorable to live in. Most favored. Okay. I'm sorry. Most favored.
We're toward the top of the list, then.
Yes. For example, Hawaii is at 53%. Wisconsin's at 32%, just behind Vermont, mm-hmm. Nevada, Pennsylvania. So okay. Maine is the top 10. So, okay, Wisconsin's in the top 15. That's where we're
at. There we go.
I have dyslexia. It is a little difficult to do these things on my own sometimes. I apologize.
Well, sometimes you got to do them on the fly. I'm impressed, James. It's all good.
But at 14 or at the very worst, 15 on this list, very good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. We got 50 states. Yeah. Top 15. I mean, we do have a pretty, compared to the rest of the country, we have a lower cost of living, mm-hmm. especially compared to some place like California, mm-hmm. Or Hawaii. We have four seasons. I think that is a huge draw for some people. And you know that, having moved, or lived in California for a while, you miss the snow. It's weird because we complain about it a lot, but when the seasons don't ever change, it's a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just so much to see and do here in Wisconsin, too. And I love the people. The people in Wisconsin are awesome.
I've been really spoiled. I've been to a lot of our country, and I've enjoyed every state I've been in. There's maybe been things I didn't like, but for the most part, I've really enjoyed them. And I don't know that there's a state in the union that I would not live in, or I wouldn't want to visit or check out at the very least. But I do think that Wisconsin is our hidden gem. In the union, I think that the only reason it is not more populated is more people don't realize everything you were just saying, Melissa. And I imagine listeners and other people could even piggyback on some of that stuff and even add more things. Mm-hmm. It may sound like I'm. I don't know. Maybe it sounds like I'm just saying this because I'm in the state. Let me remind everybody, I'm a Chicagoan saying this, and a proud one at that. I feel like it is one of those things that it took me, and here is a little biased. It took me a while to get to that. I had to mature. I had to get a little older to realize all the beauty of this state, all the things that are wonderful about this state. I didn't always realize that. But even as a kid, I realized how awesome it is to have something like Madison in the southern part of the state, and some of the beauty you've got up north, and that's all in one state.
And the big north woods that we have, mm-hmm. and all of the water and the lakes and streams and riverways. I mean, they're just at the bluffs. There's so much, the Driftless area, I mean, and the Mississippi River, there's just so much to see and do and appreciate. And again, also the people. I run into people all the time. They're just a joy to talk to.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that I think are going to be bringing people to the state and to the Midwest more and more. We will take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. When we get back, Melissa and I are going to tell you, hey, you want to move? Why move just anywhere? Why don't you let them pay? Pay you to move, or at least pay you to live there. We're going to talk about cities that will pay you to move there coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. When the warm weather hits, our natural reaction is to shed the layers and get outside. But more exposed skin outdoors can raise the risk of hives, rashes, and other mysterious bumps. Dr. Elizabeth Ender is an allergist at Aspirus St. Luke's. She said being aware, trying to understand what's triggering the symptoms and allergic reactions, is key to proper treatment and prevention.
The most important tool we have really is the history that we get. So it can be extremely helpful to have people keep a diary, a journal of symptoms that they're noticing and kind of the timeline of those symptoms.
Dr. Ender said to keep track of when symptoms happen. For instance, do they start as soon as you go out of doors or when you're in a dusty barn? Do symptoms happen around certain animals? She said having this history can really help diagnose what's triggering your allergic reactions. There are some seasonal allergies people don't even realize they have until they seek treatment.
The most common ones that I see tend to be people that have like grass allergy that come into contact with pollinating grass and then get like hives all over their feet or legs.
And kids can experience intense swelling or irritation from bug bites.
There is something called Skeeter syndrome that kids can get where they have just severe reactions to mosquito bites. Again, that usually improves over the summer as they get more mosquito bites and tends to fade away as people get older.
While some reactions can be treated with over-the-counter or home remedies, Dr. Ender said some symptoms should never be ignored.
They develop hives and then also start to notice breathing problems, or they are noticing throat swelling, fainting, something like that in association with the hives, then they should be seen promptly.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
The Brewers add more players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Just happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with, that's for damn sure.
I asked rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do I recommend Superman? Sort of. As a video, it rocks. But as a movie, I guess it's still just okay. First, the good. James Gunn keeps the action and story moving along nicely. The film relies on what we already know about Superman, his adoptive parents in Kansas, and Lex Luthor, who in this installment resembles a certain billionaire. The filmmakers choose to go right to the bells and whistles, i.e. action, music, and some stunning effects. They even introduce a character that looks like it stumbled into the wrong movie from Jurassic World. There were a few other tangential issues I had, including a couple Daily Planet reporters who didn't even need to be in the film. And with a total of about 5 lines, actor Wendell Pierce as Perry White had absolutely nothing to do in the film. But Pierce is a great actor and deserves the residual checks coming his way. The main players, David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, are great as Superman and Lois. Having said that, there is definitely enough cinematic energy in this movie to make the theater-going experience more fun than watching it at home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped 4 seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot and humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. A slight breeze out of the south with clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to 97.5 FM, WFHR's morning show. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate the company. The following cities and states will pay you to move there so as long as you are eligible. And of course, you always want to read. What were we talking about earlier, Melissa?
The small print.
The fine print. Read that small print. To qualify for these programs, all you need to do is work remotely from a state other than the one you choose. Be a U.S. citizen, be older than 18, and be able to relocate soon after you are selected. And I think that final word there is important when you are, if you are selected. So that is a part of this too. West Virginia is giving an incentive of over $1,200,000 plus an outdoor
$12,000.
Thank you. $12,000 plus an outdoor recreation package and a co-working space. But you must live in one of the following communities: New River George, Greenbridge Valley, Morgantown, etc.
So there's restrictions of where you can live in West Virginia.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the incentive, $12,000, that's a pretty decent moving incentive.
When I was a kid, there was a couple of players that played for West Virginia football that I really liked. That, along with that 12 G's, is making me think about it. Like, yeah, Morgantown's right near a big university.
It's an outdoor recreation package and a co-working space. So that means, like, a space that you can use for work. That's kind of weird that you have to be able to work remotely in another state.
Yeah, that part is a little confusing to me, to be honest.
Okay, well, keep going.
Tulsa, Oklahoma will give you $10,000 after you purchase a qualifying home and a three-year membership to a co-working space.
Okay, but you have to purchase a home
that
qualifies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know price of living in Oklahoma, but I'm guessing that ain't cheap, so...
Well, I don't know that the living expenses are super high there, but it's Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah.
It does have its benefits, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it. I know that Michael's got some family from that way, and we have talked with him about it. My buddy Chris, he had some family from Oklahoma when I was growing up that
I've only driven
came to
through
visit.
It.
I've actually never been to it. It's one of the states that I haven't been to. I flew over and went to when I went to Texas. So.
Okay.
Topeka, Kansas. Offering 10 G's to be allocated for rent in the first year of your move, or up to $15,000 to put towards buying a new home.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty smart incentive.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one, actually. And I know, and again, we would have to look into these in depth to a point where this segment would be meaningless. But it does seem like as far as these go and what I could see doing this, the least amount of catches, you know, what's the catch? This has the least amount of them so far to me.
Right. And just the specification that it has to go toward rent and used in that first year.
Seems actually really helpful to people right now. That's a big reason why you got so many people, living in places they don't want to be living because not being able to afford some of this stuff.
It costs money to move. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to throw around all the time. Well, you don't like it here, move.
Right.
You're going to pay me to do that? You're going to pay for that? Because it costs a lot of money to move. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that would like to stay in certain places and can't because of that. So
They can't afford the rent, or they can't find housing, or there's lots of things.
Baltimore, Maryland is offering up to $5,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance, but you have to win a lottery to be able to be a part of that. I would be willing to throw my Baltimore has always been very interesting to me, and I think that if you haven't been paying attention out there, where when we were younger, Baltimore was just looked at as there was so much violence going on over there, to the point where they built a TV show around it, The Wire, and everything. It is 100%. I shouldn't say 100%. It's so different now. I just got done seeing an article about Baltimore. Their crime rates are like at a 50 or 60 year low, or something like that. They've really things are a lot different there now than they used to be. And I don't know. It seems like on this list so far, one of the more intriguing places to me. Ketchikan, Alaska. I think I'm saying that. Ketchikan. It is offering $2,000 and 3 months of free internet.
Now, for that to be a incentive, it must mean internet's expensive there.
Right? Does anybody else do this? When you're seeing an ad for something and they say, up to $500 off. Like, okay, I can't afford that. I don't have to see the price tag. I don't even need to look at it. If that's what you're offering off of this said product, you've already lost me. You are not speaking to me. I'll just get out of the way here so you can reach the people you're trying to, that top 1%, because I don't. That seems like it to me, at least a little bit. Newton, Iowa is also on the list. They're offering $10,000 cash if you purchase a home worth more than $240,000.
Well, that's not hard to find nowadays. Most homes aren't priced lower than that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the housing market is like in Iowa, but man, around here, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. There is just not enough houses to go around.
Yeah.
One of the ones that is on the website, NBCLosAngeles.com, that wasn't on our list, Hamilton, Ohio. They're offering up to $15,000, and that one is, that's because it wrapped up. Oh, so they had a certain amount of time you could do this, and it ended on July 1st. But just for fun for the article here, what they were offering and what they were doing for comparison, the Hamilton Community Foundation was taking applications, and it was known as a reverse scholarship. Recent graduates would receive assistance in student loan debt.
Oh,
but cool. Graduates would.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So that means you have to have graduated.
Yeah. To be eligible, applicants must have graduated within the last 7 years from a STEM a program.
Okay.
That's an interesting incentive. I kind of dig that.
And I think a lot of these efforts are because they need people with certain skills or qualifications, or, you know, they're trying to attract the talent that they want to their state or their city.
Right now, I guarantee you, if they're at all listening, and if they're not listening, they don't realize why they're smiling. Both Teston and Krug are smiling right now because I've been talking about this stuff with them for years, and it's just now dawning on me some of these things. What we've been doing here as far as bringing in dentists to rural areas, and obviously business in the tech world here and stuff, that our own mayor has been really on the forefront, really been bringing a lot more in with that. But just as an example, I think the rural dentist thing is a good one, where there's been a lot more done in the last couple of cycles to incentivize more dentists to want to move here or do, you know, be here. I think that a big thing, especially, and this isn't just Wisconsin, you know, look at Michigan, they're dealing with this too, of keeping your own here. In college sports,
brain drain.
Yeah, in college sports, you have these things, pipelines. You know, I recruit from Wisconsin. I'm at the UW, but I've got a pipeline to Florida. I get a lot of Florida kids, or I got a pipeline to New York, and I get a lot of New York kids. That is the most vital part of that pipeline is keeping your own best talent in state, not letting them get out of state. Mm-hmm. All Midwest states struggle with that. Even Illinois struggles with that. Looking at these incentives, I think that's kind of it's where states are going to have to go. If they're not already there, as we're talking about right now, they're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think that this can happen in a good way, in a positive way for our country. I don't like the idea of any type of segregation, no matter how big or how small, no matter what level we're talking about, not even just talking about race, but classism or any of those kind of things. I'm not comfortable with that. That's not what America is. Right. We're a melting pot. We're meant to live together. We're meant to live next door to each other. That's just the way this country was built. And if you don't like that, to me, you're going against what the foundation and the blueprint of this country. This land is your land. This land is our land, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because I forgot the lyrics. I didn't just say et cetera, et cetera, because I can know the lyrics. I know them.
From California to the New York Islands.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show, morning show on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Hot and humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. A slight breeze out of the south with clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show on WFHR.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock.
Hope you all are having a great Tuesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. I did not forget that I was on air and I needed to go jump in. I did not get caught up in the song. That didn't just happen.
Good song.
In my defense, it may be my favorite song. It might be. If it isn't my favorite, it's top three. It's been sitting there in the bumpers, and because I love the song so much, I have it like, oh, we got to wait for a good segment.
Try not to overplay.
Yes. And I haven't played it once, I don't think. So I think it might be a new closer for us. That's a good one right there. As we are wrapping up the show here, I did reference that article I saw. I just wanted to follow up on that. The Baltimore homicide rate has fallen to a near 50-year low. I found that from the goodnewsnetwork.org. You can find that article over there at goodnewsnetwork.org. And, of course, good things going on here at the station. Let's talk schedule. We got good stuff coming up. A new Rapids report for you today. I have coming in to talk with us from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. CEO over there, Miss Hari Hans. Hari Hans.
Are you just trying to get beat
up? I don't know why I do this.
There?
Why do I do this? I've known this woman for almost 10 years, and I know what she's going to do to me. I know Terry John's going to be in with us. Looking forward to catching up with Terry. If you are signed up for their newsletter, which I greatly encourage you to do, everybody, by going to uwswac.org, you may have seen that the United Way and how much items they gather during their second annual diaper drive. We've talked about that, and we'll get an update from Terry about some other things like stuff, the bus, and other great events going on.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Catch the Rapids Report. We have new episodes for you daily, and you can find them anytime in the afternoon at WFHR.com. Head on over there, check those out, and spread the word. Share them on your social media and everything, everybody. Mm-hmm.
And we even have a box at the station. You can come and drop your stuff off right there.
Yeah. Be sure to do that with all your stuff, the bus items. We appreciate that, everybody. Rafter baseball going on right now because the boys of summer and their all-star break. The Rafters will be back on Friday, taking on the Madison Mallards.
Nice.
And did have a couple of other things we wanted to touch on real quick, like a blood drive that is going on today. Actually, it's been going on for in the past hour. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's been going on past hour. It is happening over at our old stop at East Junior High School, the cafeteria area over there, 311 Lincoln Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. They do a great job of navigating you over there to get to the blood donation center.
Yeah.
That is going on till 3 o'clock today. Everybody, head on over there if you can. We appreciate you doing so. And if you are not able to today, but you still want to, this Friday you'll have an opportunity at McMillan Library.
Oh, good, good. That's probably with the Red Cross.
Yes, and that is going from 10 to 3. You can join them over the Red Cross and McMillan and help out and do one of the greater things you can do in this life of ours, donating.
And if you're not able to make an appointment, you can just stop in and see if there's an opening.
Yeah, please do so, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who has and will donate. And, of course, our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapid City Band, going 160 years strong, still at it. They got a concert going on tonight at 7:30 over at Robinson Park. Check it out, everybody, and support the good work that they're doing over there. Chances are you may even know some of the people in that band.
And it's a beautiful park.
Yeah, I love Robinson Park. One of my favorite places in the world. I love it over there. Check it out, everybody. Head on over there today. Speaking of great parks, Rendezvous in the Park is happening tomorrow. Check that out with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We send a shout out to our friends in Nakusa. And now, I just got done saying that about Robinson Park. But in the state, it's Robinson Park and it's Riverside Park for me. I love all of our parks. We got a million of them. There's no bad answers. Over here at the Fireman's Memorial, there's a spot over there I really love too. But I'm telling you, Riverside Park, man, it has got some views over there. If you have a furry friend, it's the perfect place to walk a dog.
Yeah, because there's so much space.
And there is a great event going on tomorrow night over there. Be sure to check this out at 5:30 to 7. They got some great food down there. Our good friends at Chatterbox will be down there. And the Shanty Towners. Great entertainment from the Shanty Towners. Check that out, everybody.
I love the name of that band.
So good. So good. We got to get them on the show. So yesterday, speaking of the Rapids Report, yesterday we had our friends from Savor the Arts join us, Sally and Eric. Always love talking with them. And we were joined by some of the members from Yacht Rock Gold Experience.
We had a great, another fun name.
Big shout out to them for joining us. That was awesome. And Sally always makes these interviews happen, and we really appreciate it. Yacht Rock Gold Experience is coming to town, everybody. They're going to be over at the PAC. They will be there on Sunday, August 10th. Make plans. Get your tickets now, because not only do they have an incredible band with them, but they are going to be joined by Yacht Rock Royalty, Elliot Lurie, lead singer of Looking Glass, of course, Brandy, and so many other songs of theirs.
Nice.
Check that out. Be sure to join them. And check out the interview if you want a preview, everybody. You can catch that at WFHR.com. And you can get your tickets for this at SavorTheArts.com. Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody. And make plans to join us for the Touch a Truck event. This is going to be coming up real soon, July 26th, 11 to 3. It's the fifth annual, and it'll be taking place over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. This is a free event brought to us from our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It's a wonderful event.
One of their big events of the year.
Yeah, it's one of the few where we can raise funds. And you know, I'm sure that everybody has seen by now how this has been for our domestic violence shelters in recent years, and the funding that has been cut just completely taken almost to nothing. We know how this community and communities like ours around the country have been stepping up and helping, and here is a really fun way of doing that. This is, again, a free event. We got all the big hitters. All right, we're gonna have our police department, our sheriff's department, fire department. I'm gonna have their trucks down there. Come check it out. Bring the kids down. You just never know what interest might spark in them when they see these things.
But it's just so cool to see them up close, and a lot of them they'll let the kids climb up and sit in them. It's just cool.
Yeah. I encourage you to check it out, everybody. It's a wonderful event, and make plans and join us there over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, July 26th, 11 to 3, for the Touch a Truck, the fifth annual Touch a Truck event. Got some world good stories I wanted to touch on, Melissa. Horse racing jockeys in Peru raise money for charity by racing without their horses. They lined up at the starting gates and just sprinted down the track. Only one of the other racers had a gripe, but it was just that he couldn't bet on himself. We need more of this. We need more of this. And jockeys. Now, I'm not talking Usain Bolt. I want jockeys doing this.
Yeah, this is funny. I love this. Because jockeys are usually small of frame, just because it's easier for the horse. It's easier for the jockey. And but I mean, there is no doubt that these men and women are athletes.
Oh yeah, they're in good shape. And it's a good race. It's not like you're seeing a bunch of stones trying to race or something. Like, they're all in good shape and they're having so much fun with it.
Oh wow.
I was a little worried about the track. You know, they're running on dirt and everything. You know, but they were fine. Nobody got hurt or anything like that. And we need more of this. We need more of this. That was fantastic.
Well, and for a good cause too. And horse racing is such, it's kind of an elite sport.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for people who can afford to bet on it.
Yeah, yeah. And those fancy hats, you got to be able to afford those too.
Oof! Right.
A woman near Calgary went golfing for the first time and got a hole in one. It happened on her fourth hole and her first ever par three. She was playing from the forward tees, hit a driver 99 yards, and went in. So I guess this is easy for her. I guess she's
she's a natural.
Yeah. There's great video of it too.
I bet she was excited.
If you're looking to check that out, everybody, that was a fun one right there. And of course, we encourage you to be the good story and let us know about your story and then things you want to hear about with our WFHR newsletter. Reach out to us through there. You can do that anytime.
WFHR.com.
Great show today, Mel.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Inflation from tariffs may be starting to show. Consumer prices rose last month 2.7%, much of it from gas and food. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
One notable decrease during the month, egg prices down by 7.4%, but those prices are still 27% higher from a year ago. That is primarily due to the avian flu.
Heavy rain swept through the Northeast, closing roads, delaying flights, and flooding subways. This New Yorker in one flooded station.
When it rains here in New York, it sucks. I don't know what is going on. God forbid if someone slips and falls in this, you'd have to amputate your whole skin. It's horrible. Whenever it rains, it's bad.
With an August 1st deadline looming, European trade officials are ready to talk tariffs.
I can confirm that technical teams from the European Commission are on their way to Washington, D.C. as we speak.
Europe has let it be known it could target U.S. planes, cars, and whiskey with tariffs. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.